For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. I ain't saying what you're saying when I walk through. I got all
right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, get a weather update from the Demesma.
You sure can.
From your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
I think yesterday was the first time in a month we didn't really get any rain.
It was a clean day yesterday.
Clean day. Looking outside right now, it is partly to mostly cloudy. Winds are light at 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the east-southeast. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's about 88, 89 degrees, but I see a couple of clouds that look rather ominous. So just pay attention for a little stray shower.
All right. How do you do, Frog Boy?
It is indeed 88 degrees at the moment. You got winds east, southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy. Rain is at 6% chance, so we may have another dry day.
Yep.
Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorm.
All right. There you go. Back at it. Of course.
Yeah, I read on the weekend. Yeah.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from 1,300 new Hyundai models in the inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to a Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins open up their season on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars at 1 o'clock. The big news today, Jalen Ramsey, he signs a new deal with the team. And so Mike McDaniel says, crazy coincidence, hamstring. Feeling a little bit better.
Wow.
He's going to test it out today. Wild. I mean,
test it out. Hey.
Who's gonna see that?
Watch how good that hammy working when he got that munion. Just got that damn check.
Jalen Waddle, the other Jalen on the team, he has given a shout out on the gram to Jalen Ramsey. Do you have that for us, JFig? Here was Jalen Waddle who gave a little nod. Both guys getting their munion on this off season. Puts a MF in dog. Congrats, brother.
Nice.
Brother.
That's brother. A good move. I mean, thanks, it's shocking that it happened now and so secretly the way that they did it, but it's the right move at the end of the day.
It's the same thing that happened with Tyreek.
I feel like we kind of, I think we kind of had the idea. Did Tyreek miss practice?
No.
I don't think he did. I think he was out there. He didn't have a wink.
Yeah.
Wink.
I mean, Tyreek's had a couple
other
winks.
I mean, it's hard
winks.
To tell because because they don't practice with him anyway. Vet days every other day. So it's hard to tell.
Wow. I saw like that injury report. I'm like, vet days? This is week one. What do you mean? Vet days? Crazy, dude. Mike McDaniel. But, it does get off to a fast start, so hopefully it keeps going. Number 12, Miami Hurricanes take on FAMU tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Coverage on 560 WQM begins at 2 with our pregame coverage. Hollywood and Brian Monroe will get you set for all the action. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. with the call for the Canes home opener. Hope that looks to be a nice packed building. I'm going to try and get out there next week. I'd like to go see the Canes for the first time this year. But I will not make it out this weekend, but I am hoping next weekend. They got Ball State next weekend.
They do. And Tailgate TV has returned.
Oh,
that's it. We got new prizes and games this year, baby.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
And then finally, Rudy Gobert has clapped back at Shaquille O'Neal. No, he has not retired. Got too much money coming his way.
Yeah.
He Shaq was asked on a podcast about who is the worst player in the NBA of all time. And he responded, Rudy Gobert. Ben Simmons is another bum.
Wow.
Wow, he put Rudy Gobert in the same. That's unfair. He has won Defensive Player of the Year.
Four times.
I mean, it can't be terrible.
Rudy has responded and said, it is sad to see someone that is accomplished as accomplished as Shaq, both in sport and business, to still be triggered by another man's finances and accomplishments. I get the entertainment part, but unlike other folks, you don't need to say stuff to stay relevant.
Hmm. I mean, regardless of what we think of him, other than pissing off Donovan Mitchell and rubbing on his head, like right after this whole COVID thing, he usually handles this criticism pretty well.
He does? He cried because he didn't make the All-Star team one time.
I mean, that's and passion.
It was some aggressive boo-hooing.
It was. I mean, he was passionate.
He like fell into the backdrop.
But how does the Defensive Player of the Year not make the All-Star?
It was a lot.
It's the West. The West has a lot of good players.
How does the Defensive Player of the Year not even make the All-Star
team? I think, wasn't it the first 2 years? Because they started doing the player draft and everybody took him last both years.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen. He's kind of an eyesore at times because he does what he does. He is 2024 Dennis Rodman.
Not a good look.
Right? But then you know what I mean? Like, what he does, you can't expect a whole bunch of scoring from him, even though he may score a lot. So he's just there for defensive purposes.
Nobody likes him. I don't tell you, dude.
Yeah, nobody likes him. But
hey, he's a key to the piece of the future for Project Ant-Bam because he's going to annoy the holy hell out of Anthony Edwards so much that Ant will ask out of Minnesota to Miami. So
what did you just call it?
Project Ant-Bam.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, dude? Toby!
Right? The fact that you did that, all I can hear is, stay hydrated, champ.
We'll talk some Canes. Michael, yo! He's going to join us next.
Cap D coming. 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 Cap D coming.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the handle there. You guys can go subscribe and stream it live on the Odyssey app. Miami Hurricanes are taking on FAMU this weekend after an incredible opening week win against the Florida Gators. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He is going to be at the Miami Improv this Friday and Saturday. Two shows, a South Florida radio legend and a great comedian. You guys can check him out. Also, with the Comics on Canes podcast, Michael Yo joined us. Michael, how are you doing, man? Hey, thank you for joining us.
I'm so excited. It's all about the you, man. I haven't felt this way in 22 years. I became a Miami Hurricanes fan in 2001 because that's when I moved to Miami. They won the national championship. My good friend Mark Stoops was the defensive back coach, so I was on the field in the VIP little glass thing at the Orange Bowl. So I haven't felt this way in 22 years, man, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited, man.
Mike, you did get a feeling, a little taste of it when they beat Notre Dame a few years ago, though, right?
No, but the difference is I never believed it. I got to be honest with you. Okay. I've always been a guy that looks at, like, how many players are going to go pro on the team? And they didn't have any, really, right? This team, you're going to have 5 to 10 people go pro, get drafted. I mean, it's just a different level. You know what I mean? Even after they scored that 71-yard touchdown, it was so dominant. They were so overmatched, Florida was. I wasn't even worried. I haven't felt that. You know what I mean? Where we just overmatched teams.
Did you, in the offseason, like, did you allow yourself to get excited about Cam Ward? Because, like, we've heard, like, the QB hype stories before. Derek King had a little bit of it. But, man, he looked next level. Like, I wasn't ready to dive in and wrap my arms around it until I saw him just swaggering all over the Gators.
Well, my thing is, I believed at the beginning because I believe Canes fans, like we have PTSD. But I believe this year, since Mario got there, you see what he's building. And I always say this year's team is not last year's team. If that was the case, FSU would be still undefeated, right? So you can't worry. Like, we have so much PTSD that we can't focus on this year, and people are already saying, oh, they're going to lose a game. They shouldn't lose. Why? Because you're thinking about the past. I think about right now, and there's never been a better team than they have right now in the last 22 years.
Oh, so, you sound like you should, you know, have a little talky-talk to maybe Dolphins, too. Because they still talking about haven't been to the playoffs for 20 years.
Well, Dolphins, though, the problem with the Dolphins, they're not building the trenches enough where they can win in cold weather. That's the only problem I have. Like, on if it's hot outside, they're gonna kill you. But if it's cold outside, that's where I worry, man. That, I mean, can Tua play in the snow? Can he really play in the snow? We don't know. We don't know.
Right.
Like, right now, today, what, it's 91 in Miami? Yes, they will run all over you. It will be a track meet. But can they go to someplace when it's 30 below or just zero or 20 degrees? Can they play in that? We'll see this year. I hope so, but we'll see.
What is what's your plan to watch the game? Like, are you going to have like the iPad going in the green room this weekend at the Improv? How do you plan on watching Canes FAMU?
So I got to tell you, I nailed the score, 41-17, and told, like, on my podcast, I said exactly how the game was going to go. The clip went viral, over 500,000 views. This week, I'm going to the tailgate just to see the team walk in because I don't live in Miami. So I want to see that. And then, yeah, I'll be watching it on an iPad when the game starts because I got to be at the club. So, but my score prediction this week, 68-13.
That's food. Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you. I really want them to score one more point than Florida, but I don't think they can get 18 points. How great of a narrative, how great of a storyline, how great for recruits that we could brag, like, oh, like Florida's fan base will be, FAMU scored more than us against Miami. I think that's just phenomenal. Like, if I was Mario, I would just let it happen because they would get trolled so bad. Can you imagine? FAMU scoring more points than Florida. Oh, my God. That would be beautiful for recruiting. That would be beautiful social media. And let me tell you, Miami fans, best trolls in the business. Best trolls in the business. I love them.
It can't be no worse than all of the fans, I mean, all of the players recruiting their recruits at their stadium on the way out.
How dumb was that to put your recruits next to the Miami exit and entrance of the it was so funny. They were shaking hands and stuff. But the one, I don't know his name. I didn't look up his name. Number 55, when he walked by and goes, "Don't come here. Don't come here." Man, I was dying, man. And I love that story where national, because now DJ Pickett has already visited the school on Monday, and he's coming to the FAMU game. Man, we get DJ Pickett. We get Moore coming to the school that committed to Florida. I think we're going to be great. Joshua Moore, we get him, man. We'll be in business, man.
I'm not sure if I love that more or just the random Florida Gator that ended up in the bushes during one of the touchdowns. Yeah.
Did you see the meme where they put Bart Simpson's head on him? You know, did you see that? So you know the Bart Simpson meme when he disappears in the bushes?
Yeah, the Homer one, yeah, where he walks backwards.
Yeah. They put Homer's head on the dude, like, in the bushes in Florida. And that meme took off. Oh, man, it was so funny, man. Like I said, Miami has the best trolls.
What's worse, two Florida Gators blocking each other or that?
Oh, it's got to be the bush because the bush is going to be – for. Let's be honest. You don't want to be that dude because the rest of your life, your friends will just hit you up with that picture every once in a while, right? That's you.
Yeah.
That's you in the bush. What are you in? Did you see how the recruits looked at him, though? They were like, what's this dude doing?
Michael Young's going to be at the Miami Improv tonight and tomorrow. He's got two shows each night. You guys can go check him on out. I want to ask you this. You know, Marco's our producer. He lets us know sometimes the comedians have a very exquisite request.
Yeah.
What is the most crazy thing that you need in the green room? Like, are you one of these comedians that needs something crazy? Because he's showing us fancy steaks sometimes that he has to go run and get. I won't name names, but what is the fanciest thing you need in your green room before a show?
Celsius. That's it. I'm very bored. Fruit plate and Celsius. Like, I'm easy. All these clubs are like, that's all you want? Like, yeah, I'm easy, you know? I don't need anything. I don't need anything at all, but I just like to have fun and come on out if you want to come to the show at Miami Improv, two tonight, two tomorrow. But also, let's support those Canes, man. We're doing it this year, baby.
Absolutely. Michael, yo, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
There you go. Go check him out. Comics on Canes podcast as well.
Now, that dude seems like you get him on the tailgate, you having a good time.
Yeah, right? Man.
Oh, I'm going to try to find him tomorrow. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to try to find him.
Hey, so is he one of the comedians that's like fun to work with?
Yeah,
like
super
he just
nice.
Chill, laid back, good dude.
Normal.
Nothing extravagant. Yeah, for sure. Nothing fancy. Chit chat, talk about the Canes before his show.
Yeah, and like, he did radio in Miami for a long time. So he kind of feels like he's at home and relaxed down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, is this like special for him to come back down here? Or whenever he goes on tour, does he always make sure he has a stop in Miami?
Yeah,
I think everybody wants to stop down here. Yeah,
a lot of people find their way back to Miami somehow.
Right.
Especially in those winter months.
Yeah, like, but he's totally right, though. He is the guy who's like, yeah, I'll order something off the menu. Some water, some fruit is fine. You know, I don't have to get him a size 12 white on white Air Force.
You know? The one that he showed us yesterday was crazy. Anyway, the funniest thing is that.
Have you gotten everything, by the way?
No, but no, because I don't have to do it, thank God. The general manager, though, called me yesterday, like, really, really nervous about the entire situation.
Hey, so he opened up his little phone because he got one of them dumb phones, right?
Don't judge
me. He opened up his phone and he goes, look at this. And I'm just thinking Mike saying, I only need two things.
He doesn't need two whole chickens?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no.
Organic.
Not just organic.
From Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, the seaweed snacks. Like, what are we doing here?
You should just get Fresh Market just to be a pain in the ass.
I should. Oh, there's a Fresh Market right next to the Improv, too. So
we're like, oh, samesies, though, right? And he goes, no, not samesies.
Maybe I'll get a chicken from the outside of the Citadel, and I'll bring it in. I'll be like, nothing fresher than this, bro.
Just cooked. It's fresh.
Yeah, this is good.
That is good.
Yeah, man. So that's
I can't wait. I just want to see, like, obviously, like, look. I don't know what you want to break down with Canes and FAMU. I just want to continue to see.
You want to see them continue to build at every level. We saw good things last week against a great opponent. The old Canes will look sluggish in parts of this game. So I want to see this game start. I want to see you dominate because you are the better team. And by halftime, I want to see guys I never heard of in the game.
Did you also notice, Leroy, no swag penalties last week? No post-snap penalties by the Canes.
Yep.
Very disciplined.
Very disciplined, which is another good thing. But Mike was right about one thing. You will never live it down that you ended up in the bushes.
Dude.
Like, whenever, how do you end up in the bushes?
Not only is he never going to live that down, but, like, whenever the Gators, if they ever get back on game day, like, there's going to be a fathead of that guy in the bushes.
In the bushes.
That's going to happen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, he's holding his hands up like, how in the hell did I get here? Look, they ain't even looking at the touchdown. This guy, look at this.
He's deep in there, dude. He is like...
He's deep in there. Like, I'm surprised. He ain't even getting, like, stuck or nothing. Like, those bushes look like they're pretty soft and, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
So strange.
Ridiculous. Like, how do they keep ending up in those situations?
He better have some success somewhere in life so he can just laugh at the bush.
Yeah, because, like, look, we've all, like, everybody who's rooted for college, not Leroy lately, but, like, everybody who's rooted for their college team, you got embarrassing losses. I mean, the Canes have Middle Tennessee State not that long ago.
Yep.
And not taking a knee.
Yeah.
But there's just something about how the Gators, they not only embarrass themselves with bad losses, but also bad actions in said losses that just add on to it.
Nothing would be more funnier than the two Gators blocking themselves.
Yeah, crazy.
Right? Because I'm trying to think. One of them said to him, hey, man, we're on the same team. You stop. No, you stop first. You stop. You stop. And they just keep blocking each other.
Reminds me of, like, watching a National Geographic where, like, two rams on a mountain, like, get caught in their horns. They're like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Davey says FIU beating the Canes. Yeah, that is the all-timer.
Manny has another one, too.
Thank you, Manny.
Well, was Crystal Ball the coach?
No, that was Manny Diaz.
No, I'm talking about the FIU.
No, that was Butch Davis.
Yeah, oh, okay. He was Oregon at that time.
Okay. That was Butch Davis. Butch Davis off of wishing that he got the Canes job over Mark Richt. He was not happy about not getting the job again.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, nothing like losing to that team. And then the FIU Panthers, I think, losing, what, like 12 straight, 13 straight after that, too?
Correct, correct. Because they had to return their shoulder pads. That's why.
Good luck. Hey, enjoy that, Duke. You know, you got a real gem at head coach there for the Duke Blue Devils. You know,
come on, dude.
Part of me always just wants to blame on Chop Robinson's lack of sacks just on Manny Diaz, too. I'm like, yeah, I had to do something with him. He had to have a hand in it somehow.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's the only thing. Like, he would have probably got drafted a lot higher if he had any sacks.
Yeah.
Because he's a beast.
He was a physical freak at the combine, all that stuff.
But one of the things they said was that he doesn't set the edge. And I think it has more to do with the way they play defense, because the same thing could be said for Michael Parsons.
Hopefully, which is also a Penn State guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
did Manny Diaz get Michael Parsons? That feels like a long time ago.
I don't think so.
No,
I think he was probably losing to FIU when Michael Parsons was at Penn State.
Very true. Very true.
Wait, was that the game where he said Alabama lost to?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, that's him. Yep.
Yeah, but they won four championships since, like,
2 years ago. You know what? He had a bunch of them. Didn't he get shut out by La Tech?
Ooh. Oh, man. Yeah, that was in a bowl, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was. Manny Diaz.
Love him. Oof. Great.
Still coaching.
Well, yeah, he is. Yes, yet again, he is coaching.
Yikes.
We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Are you excited that Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is coming up on Wednesday, September 25th?
I'm actually excited. I'd like to see how that works out.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
It is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Hall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQM on-air staff. You can even meet the murderer herself. Ask her about her tactics. How did she get rid of Washington? We'll never know. Unless you come to Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars.
My cigar was cooked, all right.
Jeez. If you guys want to come, it's free to attend. All you have to do is RSVP at WQAM.com. Get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21, drink responsibly, and you guys can come out and talk sports with us at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Hall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Let us get, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mix Bag. The Mix Bag brought to you by Brown Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Frog Boy?
Well, got a little more from last night's game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is King Frog himself. Patrick Mahomes, he has his reaction to being saved by a stinking toe.
Wracking. I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline, but then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Funny one.
Okay. Can you do that? Can you, like, because I know the NBA requires you to wear certain shoes. I know the NFL has its own rules. Can you just wear white cleats if you're, the rest of your team isn't?
Here's how it works. When the season starts, your team declares what color shoes you're wearing. And then you have to wear whatever brand you wear of that color. Mm. So if the team declared black, then you have to wear a version of black shoes.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
All right. So you can't just wear white shoes then.
Not if the team has declared we're going to wear black.
Nah.
Mm.
All right.
Very sensitive. What else you got, Raheem Toadsert?
Damn it. He's still good. Still traffic today. I don't understand. I have some from the Dolphins who are prepping for their game against the Jags this weekend. I have the beater of science himself. Mr. Jalen Phillips, who says, honestly, I'm not shocked that I beat science.
I don't ever really think that I didn't think that I was going to be, you know, out until halfway through the season. I kind of figured the doctors told me that, you know, I could potentially be back early. So that was kind of always my mindset, that I was going to be back for week one. So I wouldn't be really surprised. I mean, my body has taken care of me, and I've taken care of my body. So it's been great.
Sounds like we got it straight from the monster's mouth, because he said.
And what did the doctor say?
He said could be back, yeah. Which
means a possibility.
But that's
always a possibility.
If I could reenact what the doctor said.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen, you could get back early. But you're going to have to beat science.
That's right.
Which is exactly what he did.
Hey, when J Fig winks, it's like 5 to 10 miles per hour. With them
All right.
Whoosh.
Super guy.
Your hair went like this.
That's his way of saying hello, J-Fig.
Yeah.
Hello, Jennifer.
Okay, I know he misses me.
Got anything else there, Jordan Tadpolier?
What? Show me your notes or something.
He keeps writing. You see him, right?
I like you, dude.
Off to the side.
I got some more from Jalen Phillips real quick before we move on from the beater of science. He just has one more claim to make about his alma mater before we move on from him.
Your former team didn't have too many kinks in the opening game.
Yeah, they're doing great. Hey, kinks are back, baby. I'm stamping it now.
Yeah.
Ooh, he stamped it. He said it, not me. Woo! He said it.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, real good.
That's good.
Yeah, I got some more from the bob and weave defense, too.
Gives me some goosies, this Jalen Phillips, you know?
Yeah. Handsome, beater of science. Yep. Loves the Canes. What more do I
need? Loves the Canes. What else? He saves raccoons.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
That's probably ill-advised, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's okay. They do carry rabies.
Yeah, it's probably ill-advised, but you can't help what you are, which is a nice man.
Iguana and toilet? That happened, right?
Sure did.
Man, he's had an eventful summer, dude, for a guy who was just recovering.
Where does he live? In the rainforest?
I don't know.
Dude, these iguanas are taking over everywhere, especially where there's probably condos. Oof.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
True.
Because they're getting, like, they're gonna burrow and find their way into some pipes.
Oof.
No bueno. Because you know a lot of these communities, they probably have some little cute lake that they built. Right?
Yes.
And then there's the pipe that goes right to the toilet pipes. Ah. And there you go. Pooped on an iguana.
What? Yeah. Okay. That's not how that works.
What do you mean?
No.
The lakes, the your toilet water is not attached to the lake outside your condo, you idiot.
Okay, dude. You believe that.
So where does the stuff go out? In that lake?
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's poop lakes outside of condos.
Now we're on the same page here.
It's like the great George Costanza says, it's all pipes, you know? It's all pipes. They all lead. It's like Mario Brothers. You don't know where the pipe's going to go.
That's right.
Pooped on iguana.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
I think my pipes are attached to my pool, though, because I feel like I'm bathing in chlorine. It's very, very strange and alarming.
Oh, man. Give us some more there, Croak Kamara.
What? Okay. What? What? Mo Kamara. Okay. Okay. I was like, what the hell does Alvin Kamara have to do with anything? More from the Bob and Weave defense. Anthony Weaver. Says you have faith, dude. All right? You need to have faith. And he does in the potential replacements for Jalen Ramsey, that being Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck.
Listed injured, the guys behind them we have just as much faith in. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. So let's take Jalen, for example. If Jalen doesn't play, opportunity for Ethan Bonner. Opportunity for a young player like Storm Duck. Like, these are opportunities for guys who have earned their way on this roster who, you know what, like, you wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't even think about putting you on defense if we didn't think you can play. So regardless of who steps out there, I don't care who starts. I want to know who finishes. I've said that before. And I think all those guys can finish.
All right.
Wow.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on.
Football.
Hold on.
Sorry.
That's all fine and dandy. Football. But you know his ass is right after he got done with that, asking Jalen what's his status.
Yeah. And then Jalen's status was, Munyon, dude! That's my status!
Yeah. So
go take out Bob and Weave for a coffee.
Woo-hoo! Oh. What?
Can't get too crazy. It's game week.
Yeah.
All right.
Does Jalen Ramsey strike you as like a Frappuccino guy?
No.
Nah, me neither. Me neither.
Nah, he strikes me as very normal though. Like, I don't see him doing anything elaborate.
I don't see him drinking coffee.
Yeah, I don't see that either, actually.
Really? Yeah. Not a coffee drinker, huh? Mm-mm. Interesting. Mm-mm. Interesting. Well, we got anything else in the mixed bag there, Marcos?
Oh, my name.
Caught off guard there.
Apologize, Hop Robinson.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Oh, that's funny, Leroy. Oh, you think it's real funny, huh?
Point for two. Hey,
all he had to do was remove one letter.
Sounds good. Probably his best one. Came out of nowhere.
That was the first one on the list. Pew!
This is hearing from Mr. Jalen Waddle. Tyreek Hill recently claimed that he would have an all-pro season. Although my bet doesn't reflect that. This is what Jalen Waddle had to say.
I expect a lot. I expect him to be him. And, you know, lead us, man. He got a lot of character, and it translates to Sunday. So going out there playing with the higher energy, make it all a little better.
He pegged you as all pro this year, you know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, man. Like I said, reaches. Y'all know he's just going to say whatever.
Oh, okay.
Is he lying?
That's true. It's a fair thing. Tyreek Hill, he'll just say whatever.
Just say whatever.
He does.
Even if it's complimenting me, he just says whatever sometimes. I like that.
Be an Anthony Walker.
What? Great job, it's out. Certs.
Oh, man.
I was watching a clip from Jimmy Kimmel that was highlighting Ted Cruz at the Texas A&M game. And he started off the sentence talking about Ted Cruz, but he's like, half man, half amphibian. And I was like, what? I can't escape this, dude. And then I realized he's talking about someone else.
Wow.
Yeah, rough.
He's one of you.
I see.
I guess Tyree, it would be pretty hard for the Dolphins to have two all pros, right? Like, that's all pro, not Pro Bowl, pro, like all pro. All pro, it's, yeah. It's only two spots.
Wow. What?
The Vikings almost did it
with
Chris Carter, Randy Moss.
Carter and Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, I mean, we're talking like it needs to be a generational season.
Exactly.
I mean, you got guys who are getting paid like they're generational talents.
Fair point.
And if Tua throws for 5,000, is it not possible?
It is possible.
It's only 400 more yards.
Dates off Julian Gill.
Damn it. It's also good.
Do frogs have gills?
Point. They do not.
Four.
Yeah, so you don't give him a point with a fact that is not accurate.
I don't need accuracy. I just need funny. It was good.
You got it, Lester Hoppin.
I think we should go to break now. I think
we'll want to see his notes.
That's good. Just goes through the whole roster. I just don't understand.
Instead of calling Tua Tagovailoa.
No, I went Sticky Tagovailoa.
We just start throwing candy at him and he's like,
I'll do that for
you. Well, no, don't do that.
You know where he lives?
Where?
In the Japan Holland.
Okay. Okay. What? All right. Damn it, Leroy. You can't even. Every other time, Leroy has a problem with it. Oh, man. He's not refuting anything.
He's kind of in a silly mood today. I think it's because he's getting ready to travel.
Ah. No, I'm like, you know why I hate traveling? Because when I pack to travel, I have to call Big Spoon 27 times, where is my crap?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she answers with the one thing that she knows will make me blow a gasket. It's where it belongs.
It's true, though. It's
where is that?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you put your stuff, Leroy?
No, she puts it. That's why I'm calling her.
Is she Willy Wonka? She has, like, clues?
So if I have a tracksuit, right? I like to wear my little tracksuit to travel. Easy pack, boom, boom, boom. Right? I pick up the hanger. It feels light. The jacket's there, but not the pants. So if I call and say, where are the pants to where they belong?
Where do they belong?
Like, couldn't you just say where they were with the same answer?
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Final hour coming up back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.